was now too big, too wealthy, too powerful to be effectively run by annual magistrates running under the overall control of the Roman Senate. Defending the Roman world now required powers far greater than the Mos Maiorum had been comfortable in granting just one man. Victory over King Mithridates of Pontus had required a 5-year grant of proconsular imperium to Pompey. Only then could Pompey defeat Mithridates, reorganize Rome's new eastern territories, and establish a belt of buffer states between the Roman Empire and Parthia. None of this would have been possible for a general constantly asking the Senate for permission. Pompey did indeed lay his imperium down on returning to Rome. In 61 BC, he held a triumph and dismissed his troops. But like Marius before him, he wanted the Senate to ratify these political arrangements and to give land to his faithful client soldiers. The Senate, trying to hang on to a scrap of its former prestige, refused. Crassus had become Rome's wealthiest man during Sulla's reign of terror by buying very cheaply property of proscribed Romans. Crassus did most of the work in putting down Spartacus's rebellion, only to have Pompey show up in time to claim the credit. After serving with Pompey as consul for 70 BC, Crassus looked to his financial affairs. In the Senate, he was the patron for the publicani, or tax collectors. Because Pompey had extracted so much money from the East during his smashing victories, the publicani had fallen on tough times. They wanted to renegotiate what they'd promised to pay the Senate, but the Senate refused. Gaius Julius Caesar was a dirt poor politician, further handicapped by being the nephew of Marius's wife. But Julius had mad political skills, which he displayed in getting elected Pontifex Maximus. From that important office, Julius Caesar did the groundwork for winning the consulship of 59 BC. He reached out to Pompey and to Crassus and promised to help them get what they wanted from the Senate, provided they helped him get the consulship and a nice long grant of proconsular imperium in Gaul to follow his consulship. The arrangement Caesar made between Pompey, Crassus, and himself is best known now as the First Triumvirate, even though it was not a legal entity like the Second Triumvirate truly was. The three triumvirs had hoped to bring the silver-tongued Cicero in to make it a foursome. But to his credit, Cicero could not be conned into joining. As planned, Caesar was elected one of the consuls of 59 BC, along with an unfortunate fellow by the name of Marcus Calpurnius Bibulus. That year, Caesar did his utmost, legally, illegally, to pass the legislation Pompey and Crassus wanted. Anyone in Caesar's way found himself on the receiving end of a beating from Pompey's burly veterans. His tactics were so heavy-handed that Bibulus just stayed home all year, claiming that he was watching the skies. This meant that he was collecting bizarre religious portents to help him invalidate Caesar's legislation after the year was over. Roman humorists called that year not the consulship of Caesar and Bibulus, but the consulship of Julius and Caesar. Pompey got his official attaboy for beating Mithridates. His client soldiers got land. Crassus's tax collector buddies got to renegotiate their contracts on more favorable terms.